Hi folks, welcome back to another episode of the Weekly Stand-Up, your weekly destination for all things pop culture that we're following. And today's destination is Jinyoung. We are landing in Jinyoung's sphere.
Yes.
and our guide is your girl Mika for the day.
Thank you. And our guest is our boy pal.
Yes, a different try on the whole intro. Just gonna go out with the, because I know we're used to like setting up the topic 2 or 3 minutes before actually saying what the episode's about, but this time just give it to it straight.
Yes,
it's gonna be a Jinyoung episode.
Jinyoung's because album is great.
Yeah, released an album before he yeets off to the military.
Yeah. Okay, as of this recording, he hasn't yeeted. I feel like he will yeet probably in like late Q1 or start Q2.
Well, this is coming out before February ends, so
yeah,
still
we'll
not
see,
yet.
Because I think like his fan meet in Manila is happening soon. So yeah. Anyway, Park Jinyoung from GOT7 released a very good album. His title track was called Cotton Candy, and it was great. He pronounced cotton like a British man.
Cotton
candy. Anyway, it was so good. Have you listened to the album at all?
I purposely, because I knew you were gonna. I knew from for a while now that you're likely gonna react to this album.
Yeah.
So just as you haven't heard like in our previous episode.
Yeah.
Mika didn't hear the song vibe.
Sorry.
I purposely avoided Jinyoung's videos.
Okay.
In anticipation of this reaction.
Yeah. Okay. We're not gonna react to the title track, but we're gonna react to like a fan song, I think, like he wrote. So it's called Letter.
Oh, a song for him.
Yeah, it's called Letter. We're gonna react to a live version because
we love it live,
and Jinyoung sounds great live. So yeah, without further ado, let's get right to it.
긴장 많이 되거든요.
It's live show.
네, 다음에 제가 들려드릴 곡은 편지라는 곡인데요. 개인적으로 제가 이번 앨범에서 가장 애정하는 곡인 것 같아요. 지금 들어보시면 아시겠지만 이런 장르,
yes, you 이런 really know.
무드의 곡을 예전부터 꼭 한번 해보고 싶다라는 생각을 하면서
I feel like his speaking voice is part of the performance also.
Yeah. His speaking voice, dude.
그런 포크송 같은 거를 언젠가 내가 꼭 해보리라 그런 생각을 하면서 만들게 됐고요. 또 제가 이 노래에 꼭 써보고 싶었던 얘기가 제가 참 아끼는 사람들이 많아요. 그분들과 지금 당장 말고 미래에도 이분들과 함께 내가 같이 일을 하거나 같이 교류를 하면서 지내고 싶은데 거기에 대한 이상한 불안감들이 있잖아요. 그 불안감을 좀 해소시키고 싶어서 이 곡을 통해서 뭔가 그 사람들에게 꼭 전달하고 싶은 제 얘기를 들려주고 싶어서 만들게 됐습니다. 네, 그럼 그 곡 한번 가볼까요?
Let's go.
I love the color change.
I wonder if this is gonna, if this is the same as the original, or because the band is there, it's different.
It's close, I would say.
Oh wow! That started very suddenly.
Best voice in GOT7. 지금 이 순간도 그대를
그리워한다는 거. And I feel like it's his future self writing to the fans while he's in the he's in the military.
Yeah. Letter.
Oh. Oh damn, that one, man. Yeah. That line.
I love the band version just because it's like the instruments are more pronounced. Mm. Although the original sounds quite similar.
I mean, the guitar here is like pretty...
Yeah.
Also the violin that's like a, sort of like a bass.
Like a OST material.
I got OST after the the leads like separate after a while and then they come back into each other. Like towards the end of the drama.
Yeah. I love the bridge so much.
Looks like he's gonna. He actually got teary-eyed.
He cried in his fan meeting in Korea. Yeah, I would say like the rest of the album has like it explores many different genres and like themes, like cotton candy, or shall I say cotton candy? Cotton candy is very like it's dancey and like upbeat. The bass is great. But my favorite song is Sleep Well. It's a very like calm, but like it has hints of it actually sounds like the stuff that he would make. Cause he used to write for like GOT7 and all.
Mm-hmm.
And then the songs that he would make are actually my favorites. I would say Cotton Candy reminded me of GOT7's Runaway. And then the solo song of Chinyoung, My Youth, from the Lullaby, the Present You album, and his songs from Verse 2, the JJP album, is like that. Like, you know, it's the calm.
Yeah. So almost similar to Letter also.
Quite, yeah. All the other songs, like, I feel like his song matches ballads well.
He has a voice like Korean singers, probably like Imon Se, who is actually like an 80s, 90s like singer, ballad singer. So like kind of like a deep baritone almost. Like, like just going back to Letter, the lyrics are pretty, very, very emotional. And,
I mean, he wrote everything on the album. And it's very expected of him to write very emotional stuff. Because he wrote Encore. And he always writes the fan songs for GOT7. So it's understandable. I think like he's the last GOT7 member to release like a solo album. I think for me, it was worth the wait. Maybe because I'm biased. Yeah.
I mean, I think this is something we already know from if anyone out there has listened to our podcast from the very, very, very beginning. And
I mean, like, it's always been Jackson and Chinyoung.
Yes.
Yeah. But Chinyoung has a different hold on me. Like, it's the same way I feel about Kyungsoo. I love your voice so much. Please teach me how to sing. That's the vibe. So yeah, and he's done like he's been promoting. What's interesting is because he's in BH Entertainment, which is an actor's agency. So this
Yes.
is the first time that they have an idol in their agency. So it's so funny how like in the BH Entertainment, like Instagram, like suddenly there's like a schedule, you know, the schedule for the comeback and then the teaser D1, D like it was very interesting. Yeah. So he has a fan meeting. He had a fan meeting in Korea and he cried. And he's gonna go to certain places like Manila. So
Before, okay, yeah,
yeah,
this month
assuming
around
yeah,
this,
before he goes on that.
definitely, like, yeah, definitely meaningful time for him, I guess. And
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, it's good that he's able to like channel all of that to his fans.
yeah, because he's been acting since like, you know, GOT7 left JYP. He's really focused more on the acting side and then came back as like a singer with the GOT7 comeback. But now it's like finally, because honestly, after GOT7 left JYP, the solos I was looking forward to the most were Jackson's, Chinyoung, and Yugyeong. For some reason, I don't know why, I really wanted to hear what Yugyeong would do. Maybe because I liked his songs on his SoundCloud, which he removed. Why? But yeah, they're all
I mean, we did get
thriving.
to get we did get to react to Dugong stuff then.
Yeah, he's still, you know, maintaining the whole AOMG.
AMG, the hip hop.
Yeah, his last song was Ponytail. Pretty.
I like how like the three like artists you were looking forward to like have also very different
Yeah.
and very different kind of
Yeah.
spaces. And
Yeah.
like Jackson
Super.
is very like performance,
Yeah.
you know. 100, 360, performance 360.
360.
Yugyeom is
That is
like, you
so
know, yeah,
true.
hip hop,
Chill hip
R&B,
hop, yeah.
yeah, chill hip hop. And then you have Jinyoung, who's doing like ballad stuff,
Yeah.
very like hardcore F in the MBTI scale.
That's such a funny way.
I'm just trying to think of ways to, you know. Yeah, apart from saying that it's great.
Hardcore F. That is
Is
true, though. That is
he
true.
actually an F, like his MBTI?
I have no
I don't know his
idea.
MBTI, but yeah.
I have no idea, man.
Anyone who knows his MBTI, you can let us know in the
I
comments.
don't remember people's MBTIs.
But
What's
yeah,
your
it feels good.
MBTI, pal?
It's changed a lot. I don't remember the last time. But I think like
Oh.
INTP or something. Yeah,
Huh? INTP?
we'll do some we'll
Wow.
I will get back to you guys
Okay.
with actual proper
Next
results.
month's
Next recap.
recap will
Next month's
include
recap.
an MBTI update
MBTI.
from Pal. Mine has been unchanging since high school, so that's pretty scary. I don't know if
Is
that's
it? Well, actually, I
scary.
don't know if it's scary or not.
Yeah.
I
I was like,
have
wait,
no
I don't know if it's scary or
idea.
not. Yeah.
Yeah, so on, you
Anyway.
know, you definitely, you know, have you definitely, you know, shared Jinyoung's album. Yeah, I think you guys should check it out. Like,
Yeah.
Letter was definitely, yeah, I think
A letter.
it, yeah, that's the lyrics was what I really like. If you guys noticed my
Yeah,
reaction, I
yeah.
was just like looking at the lyrics and especially the line about, you know, even as time passes, will we still be able to, or rather, like, I hope that we'll still be able to smile.
Exactly.
And then the last part of the, I think, was it part still part of the chorus? But he said something like, you know, like this darkness just doesn't appear. I hope that's is sort of my hope or my wish or something like that. Yeah, very
Hardcore F.
hardcore. I think that's
It's the
the title
most.
of, I think we have a title now.
Yeah,
A hardcore F K-pop artist releases an album before he goes to the
Makes
military.
the T listeners suffer.
Hardcore F converts T listeners.
Yo. Nice. Anywho,
On that
yeah.
note.
On that note, we will end this episode with my favorite song from the album, what I mentioned earlier. It's called Sleep Well.
Hopefully, if you're listening to this in the evening or
Yeah,
watching this in the
you'll
evening, hopefully
sleep
you'll
well.
sleep well.
Yeah, the lyrics are like, you know, you did a good job today.
Oh,
You will work hard
sigh
again
sigh.
tomorrow, right? It's okay. Lean on me. Good
Kide
night.
hayo.
Dream good dreams. Dream sweet dreams. Yeah.
Wow,
So
that's very,
have sweet
yeah.
dreams.
I'm sure a lot of fans will must have really liked that. Or is
I
there,
am the main
you know how like
fan.
some people, they actually make like they turn the songs into like ringtones or
Yeah.
like alarms or
Yeah.
anything like that.
Not me.
Be like,
I'll stick to singing bowls to fall asleep. But this is all a right. good, like, you know, way to recap this whole album. But check out the other tracks, of course. And until then, here is Sleep Well by Chinyoung. See you next time.
Bye, folks. You're good. 처럼 예쁜 꽃만 꼭길 바래요.